Vazehu, and this is why the pasuk says there, Vayorotz likrosom, that Avram Avinu ran towards these three people, mipesach ha'oihel, from the entrance of his tent, he ran towards them. What difference does it make to us where he was running? It said the line before, it said he was sitting at the entrance to the tent. Why does it repeat the words from the entrance of his tent? Rav Nosson Zal says, Ze bechinas hascholas aliyas hakedusha. The entrance to the tent implies the beginning, when a person is first entering into the holiness. He's entering into that process of climbing the ladder of holiness. Shehu bechinas pesach. That's what an entrance is. An entrance is the beginning. The entrance to the park is the beginning of the park. The entrance to a building is the beginning of that building. Bechinas malchus kanal. And as we said earlier, that's the sphere of malchus. When a person wants to come close to Hashem, they enter via the ground floor, which is the malchus. Vayishtachu orza. And then Avram Avinu bowed to the ground. He prostrated himself. Hishtachavoya means to go all the way down, face down, body down on the ground, bowing down to some. That's Vayishtachavu. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ze bechinas bitul uklolius bo'er hoin soif. When you bow down completely, that's a concept of nullifying yourself, negating oneself, to the infinite light. Ki kol ha-hishtachavois heim bechinas bitul. Because whenever the Torah speaks about a person being mishtachaveh, it means the person is nullifying himself completely before the one who he's bowing before. Shenoife la-oretz, the person is falling to the ground, u-mishtachaveh, prostrating themselves, u-poishet yodo v'raglov, and extending their hands and feet, bebitul kol hargoshois, nullifying and negating all of their personal feelings, machmas goydel oyer hatzach shenegleilo, because of the very high level pure light that's being revealed to him at that time. Shezehu bechinas hasogas hatisha hecholim. This alludes to achieving those nine hecholim. Shehein bechinas hasogas oyer hoein soif, which represents achieving that infinite light of Hashem, bebechinas moti v'loy moti, in a form of touching it and not touching it. We're jumping up to it, we touch it, but then we come right back down. Sheshom ikar hahishtachavoya. It's when a person is reaching those kind of levels, that's where the person has to really be able to negate themselves and nullify themselves completely. Moshe Rabbeinu, for example, who was a tzaddik of that level, who reached the highest levels of understanding of Hashem, that's why he said, "Venachnu mo, we are nothing." He didn't even compare himself to a worm or dust and ashes. He said, "I'm nothing." In order to be able to achieve the level of connection to Hashem that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved, he had to have the ability to nullify, negate himself completely. Hainu, she'al yedei simcha. Now Rav Nosson Zal reminds us, how did we start this process? Through simcha, by performing mitzvahs with happiness. Shubchinas vayorotz likrosam. That's what's represented by his running to them. Al yedei ze zochol obchinas hasogas oirois hatzach tzuchoysanal. That ended up resulting in him climbing the ladder and getting to the top of the ladder, which is achieving the light of the Tzachzuchois, which is a light that's above the Sphirois. Sheshom bechina sahishtachavoy kanal. That's where a Jew achieves this level of bitul, this level of negating himself, nullifying himself, as one does when he prostrates himself. This is why we find also, for example, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, when it speaks about the laws of davening Shmon Esrei, we mentioned before that when a person davens Shacharis in the morning, they are actually going through this whole process. When they daven Korbonos, talking about all the animals, the cows and the sheep, and they're going down into the Sidrachra. The Sidrachra is animals. So he's going down there and sorting out the holiness from there. The Korbonos was where they were able to take holiness and bring it on the Mizbeach that came originally from animals, from behemoths and chayas, things like that. That's the Krobonis. Then we go to Psukei Dezimra. Then we go to the Birchas Shema. Until we get to Shmon Esrei, we're climbing the ladder, going higher and higher. The Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Sifrei Kabbalah, tells us that when a person's about to start Shmon Esrei, when he takes those three steps backwards, he is leaving the physical world. He's leaving everything physical, materialistic. And when he steps forward those three steps, about to enter into Shmon Esrei, he is entering into the throne room of Hashem. And it tells us that the great tzaddikim, when they did this, they had hispashtus hagashmius. They detached themselves completely from the body. They left the body behind and took off, went to a different, going to a level of connection to Hashem that was pure spirituality. This type of dveikus, like we're describing here. Vezehu, and this is why the pasuk continues there. Vayoymar, and Avram Avinu spoke up and he said, Adonai, my masters, my master. He addressed the middle one, the most important one of the three. Imno motzosi chen bi'einecha. If I have found favor in your eyes, al no sa'avor me'al avdecha. Please do not leave. Don't leave me. Stay. Rav Nosson Zal says this fits in beautifully with what Rabbeinu Zal taught us in that chapter in the Kutimram. Shebikesh me'Hashem Yisporach. He was pleading with Hashem, shelo yavor mimenu. That Hashem should not leave him. That when he made this connection with this high-level light of Hashem, Hainu shelo yavor ha-hizgalus hazois, that this revelation of Hashem's infinite light should not leave him ad sheyishor etzlo mimenu reshima toiva, before he's able to grab on to some of it, before he's able to hold on to a piece of it and take it with him, be able to have that with him, you know, to keep him going till the next high. The canal, as we discussed earlier, in paragraphs 10, 14, and 15, in this halacha, that we explained there, shetzrichen lehishtadel moed, that whenever a Jew experiences such a high, whenever he experiences that deep closeness to Hashem, he has to make every effort shelo yavor mimenu ha-hizgalus mehera, that light of Hashem, that bright light, shouldn't leave him completely ad sheyishor lo reshima toiva, until he first is able to grab onto some of it, to hold on to an imprint of it, let's say, at least a little of it, that it shouldn't be forgotten from him completely. Sheyuchal lahachyos es atzmoy tamid, so that he'll be able to sustain himself with it. He'll be able to hold on to it constantly. Lahavdil, we know that we have certain major highs in our lives. Person gets married. If he's lucky, that's one of the happiest days of his life. Or a person has the bris milah of his first child. Or a person makes a bar mitzvah. These are incredible, happy occasions. What do we do at these occasions? What's one of the most important things that many people do at these occasions? They make sure to get a good photographer, because they know that the wedding is going to be over. In a couple hours, it's gone, it's finished. Or the bar mitzvah, whatever it is. And then, how am I going to be able to hold on to it? How am I going to be able to experience some of that joy and happiness that I felt at the wedding? The answer is, if I have a photographer who takes pictures, or the video guy, or they record the music, every time I hear that, every time I see those pictures, every time I hear it, I experience a little bit of that high that I had during the wedding. That reminds me of it, and that fuels me, that gives me the energy to celebrate my marriage again. Here again, he's married for 4 or 5 years, and some people after that, they're used to it, it's no big deal. But then he looks at the wedding pictures and says, wow, look how happy we were. Look at the smile, look at that. And he reminds himself of that high, that tremendous high that he experienced then, and that's able to refuel, to give him new fuel to go further, to enjoy the marriage, to enjoy the simcha. Shetzrichen l'shtadel moi shloyam esgals mehera. Exactly. Sheyuchal v'ze shebikesh Avram me'Hashem yisporach. This is what Avram Avinu was asking Hashem. Shenizgale elavoz. When Hashem revealed Himself to him at that point in time, he was saying to Hashem, Al no savor me'al avdecho. Hashem, don't leave me. Don't leave me. Didn't mean that we should just continue staying together forever. He knew that couldn't be. He meant, even though you're going to leave, don't leave me completely. Let me hold on to some of this sweet taste that I'm feeling now, this closeness to Hashem that I'm feeling now. Let me hold on to it a little bit and carry it with me for the next week or month or year until I experience that kind of high again. And this is why the pasuk says right afterwards, that Avram Avinu said, Yukach no matmayim. Let's take some water and food, let's feed the guests. Ze remez al hamshochas hashefa. This alludes to the concept that we learned earlier, that whenever a Jew has an aliyah of this type, whenever a Jew is zoichet to go up to that kind of level, to these oyer hatzachtis, to this moti v'loy moti, to these tishei cholim, if he does it properly, when he comes back down, he brings down with him a flow of shefa, a flow of sustenance. So zeremez al hamshochas hashefa shebike shelo yavre mimenu hahizgalus, meaning that Avram Avinu was pleading with Hashem, don't leave me ad sheyamshich misham shefa, before I succeed in bringing down some of that light with me in the form of shefa. Sheze bechinas yiridas hashefa Achar Hatfila Kanal. This is what the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, that after a person finishes davening Shmon Esrei, or after a person finishes any major tefillah, that's when, hopefully, if they did it right, if, there will be a bringing down of a new flow of Shefa from Hashem, a new flow of sustenance. Baruch Hashem. With this, we conclude Halacha Dalit. And those who were here for it, if you review it, you'll see how it all fits together, incredible. And Rav Nosson Zal gave incredible clarification to that chapter on Likutei Moran, Torah Chof Dalet on Likutei Moran. Halacha Hey, Rav Nosson Zal tells us, the fifth discussion on Ishus appears in the laws of Pirya Verivya in Halacha Dalet. It's discussed over there. And with this, we conclude Hilchas Ishus. Now, which discusses which type of women a person is allowed to marry, which type not, etc. And now Rav Nosson Zal moves along to the topic of Kiddushin, Hilchos Kiddushin, exactly how a Jewish man and woman become bonded in marriage.